boulderhistory.com. This is the community calendar for Friday, April 19th. In Boulder, Manifesta of Active Wisdom at Boulder Jewish Community Center, 11:30 a.m. Pre-register online at interfaceboulder.org. Interface features inspiring monthly presentations and dialogues exploring the interface of spirituality with the helping professions. For more on this and other events, or to put your event on the calendar, online at kgnu.org.
And welcome to the Morning Magazine, your Front Range morning news program here on Community Radio KGNU. It's Friday, April 19th. Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Hanalei Myers. Coming up on today's Morning Magazine, in advance of a presentation in Boulder later today, we'll hear about the reframing of the perception of women's lives after 50 as a second adulthood versus the unkind negative stigma women over 50 often face. Society is not always kind to women who are aging. Our youth-obsessed culture means women over 50 can be rendered invisible. But Sue Brightman says this is the time in women's lives that they are emerging into a new productive stage. She calls it adulthood, too. She'll be speaking about the Manifesta of Active Wisdom, emerging themes about a new stage of life at 50 and beyond, later this morning at the monthly Interface presentation in Boulder. She spoke with KGNU's Maeve Conran.
Because the word aging and what it means to age, immediately these pictures pop into our minds that are very much an old narrative. So I prefer to think of it as a new narrative that is being written as we're living it. Those of us who are over 50, and I would say well over 50.
Well, that old narrative seems to be that as you age, you become less useful, less attractive, less desirable.
More less invisible.
All of that, and more invisible, particularly for older women.
Yes.
As you said, that is the old narrative, but how is that being erased, that old narrative, and what is the new narrative we're seeing?
Yes, so the old narrative is that we become invisible, that we become, yes, less useful, that we don't have as much to contribute anymore. And first of all, that piece is being completely rewritten by women who are in their, let's say, late 50s, 60s, even 70s, who are bursting into whole new arenas of doing things that do indeed contribute to the world and that light them up. And I'm going to say that light us up because I'm one of them. So the part of the new narrative is that we are not on a downward arc of no longer contributing and doing things, but indeed we're with quite a bit of zest discovering and launching very new things in our lives.
Well, give us an example of either your own experience or women. Are we talking about women specifically, or really it's anybody?
I interviewed 100 women, and I think that the narrative that's coming out from the 100 women and the principals in the interviews that I did are going to start a dialogue, I hope, for all people, men and women. But it is women who I leaned into just to say, what is it that's happening for us? There are so many examples for every woman who I interviewed, and these were from CEOs of global companies to women who worked in prisons to public school teachers to women who were at home raising their children, the whole gamut. I did that on purpose because I really wanted to hear what are the themes that are separate from any particular economic or racial or religious group. And so examples, the examples abound, but I'm thinking of one particular woman who has spent most of her career teaching management skills to police officers. And she's an expert at it, and she has continued keeping herself very fresh and edgy with what it is that she offers them in terms of ways to supervise and et cetera, leadership skills. And while she was doing this, she came into the age range where her parents and her husband's parents needed caretaking. And so in addition to continuing this work she was doing, she started to caretake her elder parents and her husband's elder parents. She got very interested in how is it that some of the things that she was bringing to the police officers that have to do with how we learn, how we grow, how we stay self-aware, how those might apply to the caretaking that she was doing and to her own life. And the long story short there is from the midst of the work she was doing for all these decades, she sort of birthed a whole new line of work, which is now about intergenerational familying. How do you go about caring for elders, continuing to mentor your own children, and staying active in your own career if that's what you want to do? She found a way to blend all of that together. And in fact, she and her husband have launched a website, and they're doing virtual workshops for other people who find themselves in the same space. So that's one of 100 examples that I came into contact with. And those examples are everywhere.
Now, you mentioned that woman's personal life experience. I mean, those are a set of challenges that so many women of that generation are dealing with, very often caring for elderly parents.
Yes.
And still being caregivers for their children as well. I mean, they're the ultimate sandwich generation. Now, albeit that lady was able to turn that into another avenue for her creative energy and share her experience. But many women are stuck in that because they might have to give up a job to be that caretaker, or it's detrimental to their own mental health and physical health as well. And so given the very many challenges that women in that generation are dealing with, you know, what are some of the ways that they could maybe embrace that, those challenges, so they're not overwhelmed by them?
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I found with the women that I interviewed was an ability to uncover what it was that they needed for their own, you mentioned mental health, their own physical health, their own continued becoming, so that they weren't completely giving that up and over to anything in their lives that would suck it from them. Now, I don't mean to say that caretaking others sucks all of that from you. Some women have found it very fulfilling, in fact, or have found creative ways to get help caretaking for their elders while they continue in their careers, or have dialed back some of the work that they've been doing in the world to accommodate it. But one of the things that I just so noticed and am deeply respectful about is the wisdom that so many women have come to about what we, and I'm going to say we, what we can and cannot do. What is it that is right for us to do, and what is it that we recognize that we cannot take on because of how it might impact us in a way that we can't continue to contribute in a healthy way for everybody involved. In fact, one of the things that there are 10 themes that came out in the interviews that I did, and one of them I ended up calling "Done With That." And it is this place that so many women have come to after living so many experiences and having hardships and having achievements and maybe breaking through glass ceilings or maybe not, and learning what that feels like, doing so much for so many decades, that arriving somehow, somewhere around the late 50s, and of course this is different for every woman, But what I found is that women spoke about what they recognize that they're done with. And that can come in many different shapes and sizes. It might be recognizing, as I did, I think I'm becoming done with this work I've been doing in corporations all over the world that has required me to travel and to multitask and all the things I've loved, that began to feel like I can recognize, I think I'm coming to closure on it. So sometimes the "done with that" themes have had to do with what one's career has been. Sometimes it's other things, though. Sometimes it has to do with relationships and not necessarily trying to or being able to be all things to the many people around us. that's not to say that there's a selfishness that takes over, not at all, but it's more that there's this clarity, this strong clarity that comes from wisdom to say, I recognize I'm done with that. And that now makes room for what I want to do and can do that's both good for me, to your point, that doesn't drain me, and at the same time makes a contribution in the way that I want to make the contribution.
Sue Brightman will speak on the Manifesta of Active Wisdom, Emerging Themes About a New Stage of Life at 50 and Beyond, from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the Boulder Jewish Community Center as part of the monthly Interface program. Find out more at interfaceboulder.org or www.suebrightman.com.